If you want more information, I have my age development curriculum that you can watch and look at for free on my YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. All you need to do is just smash that subscribe button when you get there, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to the Own Your Journey Framework. And this is like a documentation with the player and the parent. I advise you guys to go over this together to help create that mindset and the idea that 3 times a week team training will never be enough. And the question that your player has to answer, parent, don't take control of this situation, let your player answer this. What kind of player do you want to be? Do you want to be average, good, great, a beast? Choice is yours, but actions will speak louder than words. So you can say one thing, but what you choose to do by your actions will indicate how you really want to be. Now, are you lost about what to work on? Here's my advice. Use my $23,195 worth of free content. It's actually way more than that now. It's probably closer to 45, 50K on my YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And I have playlists of a bunch of stuff you can get access to and start working. So under the US soccer market in 2023, and 99.7% of cases, my research shows your youth team will not develop players. Now, there are exceptions to the rule, but the overriding theme is youth teams will not develop players or club teams. Individual development will come from outside team training. Now, some ideas for you. What's available in the $23,195 worth of content? There's footwork and technical skills, which you can see here. There's parent and player education, which go hand in hand. And this is all found on my YouTube channel. I'm not going to go through each one individually, but you can see that there's multiple programs available and more now, by the way, since the recording. Okay, so the truth about long-term development. This is what people don't want to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Potentially average players only practice at team practice, and they're going to eat poorly and rarely drink water. So I'm going to say that again. Potentially average players only practice at team practice. So at team practice, that's all when they practice, and they love to eat junk. That's it. Potentially good practices outside of team practice 1 time a week, and they eat low quality food and sometimes drink water. So potentially good, but not anything spectacular, right? Potentially great practices outside of team training 2 to 3 times a week on their own or with somebody, and eats decent quality food and will drink water. Okay, a beast is somebody who will do 2 sessions a day, morning and night. They're gonna eat mostly well and understand the importance of hydration. So at least 3 healthy meals a day. Obviously there will be some flexibility to have, you know, a cheat meal or whatever, but they're willing to sacrifice themselves to get there. Now again, this is not the end all be all. This is like a guideline, a framework to give you parents and players an idea of what this looks like so you know what to expect, okay? Now, potentially average player, an example schedule. As I said, only practice at team practice and rarely, and eats poorly and rarely drinks water, okay? Let's say they have practice on Monday, 6 to 7:30. They're gonna be off Tuesday and do nothing related to the game. Wednesday, they're gonna practice from 6 to 7:30. Thursday, they're gonna practice from 6 to 7:30. And then Friday, they're gonna be off and then have a game on Saturday. And then they're gonna be off the rest of Saturday, the rest of Sunday. And that's it. That's what a potentially average player is gonna look like. Potentially good player is going to practice outside of team training 1 time a week. They're going to eat lower quality food and sometimes drink water. They're going to practice Monday, 6 to 7:30. Tuesday, they're going to have a group session, so like a private or a group training, small group, 5 to 6. Wednesday, team practice, 6 to 7. Thursday, team practice, 6 to 7. Friday off. Saturday, a game. A potentially great player practices outside of team training 2 to 3 times a week. Eats decent quality food and will drink water. Monday, practice 6 to 7:30. Tuesday, group session 5 to 6 p.m. Wednesday, practice 6 to 7:30. Thursday, team practice 6 to 7:30. And then Friday, group session, nice light technical activity, 5 to 6 p.m. Okay, a beast. Somebody that's truly committed is gonna do the following. They're gonna do 2 sessions a day, morning and night. This does not mean from a 4 o'clock session in the afternoon to then a 6 o'clock. No, they're gonna have rest and recovery. This is why they're a beast. Okay, they're gonna do this on Monday. Group training session, 8 to 9:30 in the morning. Team practice, 6 to 7:30. But remember, they're eating well and they understand the importance of hydration and rest, okay? Tuesday, they're going to have group training 8 to 9:30 in the morning, and they're going to be off Tuesday evening from team practice. Wednesday, they're going to have group training 8 to 9:30 in the morning, and then team practice 6 to 7:30 p.m. Thursday, they're going to have group training 8 to 9:30 in the morning, and they're going to practice Thursday night with the team from 6 to 7:30. And then Friday, they're going to be off in the morning, but have a match prep at 6 to 7:30 before the game on Saturday. That's what a beast is going to look like. What type of player do you want to look like? Question and decision is yours. Now, I'm going to show you right now what an MLS Academy typical week looks like in terms of training. Okay? This is MLS Academy. This is free, by the way. Two sessions a day, morning and night. Eats very well. Maximizes hydration. Now, you're going to see here. Okay? And you got to understand there is periodization. So there's going to be times where the peak is higher in terms of output, and there's also going to be lower. I'm not going to explain that too much, but just understand that there's days it's going to be harder and days that are going to be lighter. Monday, team training 9 to 10:30, individual work 2 to 3 p.m. Tuesday, team training 9 to 10:30 a.m., individual work 2 to 3 p.m. Wednesday, team training 9 to 10:30 a.m., individual work 2 to 3 p.m. Thursday, team training 9 to 10:30 a.m., individual work 2 to 3 p.m. Friday, team training 9 to 10:30 a.m., individual work 2 to 3 p.m. Now, when I say individual work, this could also be film study. This could be, when I say film study, they're actually working with their coach or coaches. They could be going out to the field and doing some light recovery stuff. They could be reviewing content, whatever it is. It doesn't have to always be on a field, right? I just hope that makes sense. A lot of time it will be video review. And it's just stuff like that to help them with their individual output. That's why it's called individual work. Now, here's my recommendation for parents. Do not begin to pay for extra, so extra training and whatnot, if they don't, and when I say if they don't, your player doesn't, practice at home and give 100% every single time. That is so good, I'm gonna say it again. Do not begin to pay for extra training and whatnot for your player if they do not practice at home on their own already and give 100% every single time that they play and practice. Otherwise, in my opinion, you're just kind of wasting your money because they're not showing you the output necessary to earn that. Just my point. I hope that makes sense to you. Hope you take the advice. Okay. Now, my advice for players, if you truly want to make it to the next level, when are you going to step up? When are you going to step up? It only takes 20 minutes a day to get 1% better. That's it. It only takes 20 minutes a day to get 1% better. There's many things that you could do to improve with your time. That only takes 20 minutes. It could be juggling. It could be watching content. It could be watching games. It could be individual player analysis, whatever it is. But you got to be willing to do that kind of stuff. Now, your family, your coach, your parents and friends cannot make you do it. The choice is yours. It only takes 20 minutes to get better 1% every single day. That's it. And you have a bunch of content on my YouTube channel that is 100% free today. Just go to Kyle C. Wilson Official on YouTube. And for example, if you need footwork and technical training, we have the Developing Touch Series, Explosive Footwork Formula, 2500 Touch Challenge, Ball Control Revolution, and Tight Space Maestro, all available for free for you. And reminder, actions speak louder than words. Now, what age should you start ramping up? Great question. We're going to find out right now. What does your diet look like? How old are you? How bad do you want it? When are you going to show it? What is your school situation? Here are some typical answers. I eat 3 good meals and drink lots of water daily. Or I eat lots of fast food and love soda. Well, if your diet looks like that, you're not ready to go to the next level. How old are you? I'm a 2014 birth year, so I am 9 or 10 years old. I'm a 2011 birth year, so I'm 12 or 13 years old. Well, depending on your age, that will also impact when you're ready to go to the next level. How bad do you want it? I want to play football for Real Madrid, and that is my dream. I want to play college soccer one day. Those are both great options. But question 4 leads into this. When are you going to show it that you want to go to Real Madrid or that you want to play Division I college soccer? I will show it tomorrow and every day moving forward. That's a good start. I am too scared and don't want to make a mistake. Well, if you're too scared, do you think somebody should take the risk on you? That would be unreasonable for somebody to want to take a risk on you when you're too scared to show it. Okay? And then 5, what does your school situation look like? I am home/virtual school, so I have time in the morning. I go to public school full time and only have time in the afternoons. Now, if you look at the MLS Academy typical schedule, they train in the morning and they have individual work in the afternoon. So they're there from like 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. every single day. If your player wants to get to that level and we're not able to make that happen, then it would be unreasonable to expect them to get there. And I think that's fair to say. Now, here's my advice about leveling up. Only when the player shows the commitment and effort at every single training and game would I consider moving into double sessions. So that means a morning and an evening session. If you're going to do double sessions, players need a minimum of 4 hours between sessions. 4 hours! 4 hours between sessions, they need time to rest and recover and eat a good meal. 3, nutrition and diet is key if you're going to be doing double sessions. Players need the right nutrition and recovery to have energy to perform. You cannot be doing double sessions when you're eating junk. It's impossible. They need to have good food. 4, I run a morning program and out of the 10 participants, 9 are homeschooled or virtual schooled, and only one does what I call a flex program, which means they go to school late. They basically skip PE and I think an elective. So instead of going to school at 9 o'clock, they go to school at 10:30. 5, make sure Friday is a light recovery day so the player has ample time to recover and prepare physically for the match. And I've seen this too many times where players are forced by their parents to do a hard session on Friday and they're gassed out and they don't have time to recover and they don't perform on the weekend because they've been training all week hard. There's peaks and troughs of training, so to speak. It's called periodization. But if players aren't doing that, then it's going to be very hard for them to be successful in the long run. So hope that makes sense. That is the Own Your Development framework.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is The Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode.